This module has been developed by the Michigan State University Center for International Business Education and Research. The following content for this module was taken from the book A Basic Guide to Exporting, a product of the U.S. Commercial Service. This module was created in cooperation with the U.S. Commercial Service and the Michigan State University Center for International Business Education and Research. To view the full text version of each slide, click the Slide Notes tab in the upper left-hand corner below the MSU Cyber logo. You may pause the presentation at any time by pressing the pause button below the slide. The glossary for this module is accessible via the Glossary tab at the top right corner. This module will cover market research, sources of market research, and a success story. Section 1, Market Research. Here, we will break down a step-by-step approach to market research that your company might find useful. It involves screening potential markets, assessing the targeted markets, and drawing conclusions. Step 1 in screening potential markets is identifying potential markets. First, you should identify 5 to 10 large and fast-growing markets for your company's product. Look at trends from over the past 3 to 5 years. Has market growth been consistent year to year? Did import growth occur even during periods of economic recession? If not, did growth resume with economic recovery? Then, take a look at some smaller, fast-emerging markets that may provide ground floor opportunities. If the market is just beginning to open up, there may be fewer competitors than in established markets. To qualify as up-and-coming markets, these countries should have substantially higher growth rates. Burma and Morocco are good examples of such markets. When identifying potential markets, look also at groupings of countries, such as those with which the United States has free trade agreements within Latin America. Or look at regions within large countries, such as Western Canada or Far Eastern Russia. The U.S. Commercial Service has regional services that will help you find buyers in multiple countries in, for example, East Asia. If you're targeting Hong Kong and the Pearl River Delta area, why not stop in nearby Thailand or Singapore? Step 2. Target the most promising markets. Of the markets you have identified, select 3 to 5 of the most statistically promising for further assessment. Consult with business associates, freight forwarders, or a U.S. Commercial Service trade specialist to further evaluate targeted markets. When assessing targeted markets, the first step is to examine product trends. Look at your products as well as related products that could influence demand. Calculate overall consumption of the product and the amount imported. The U.S. Commercial Service offers market research reports that provide economic background and market trends by country and industry. Demographic information, such as population and age, can be obtained from the U.S. Census Bureau and from the United Nations Statistics Division. Step 2. Research the competition. Sources of competition include the domestic industry in each targeted market and competitors from other foreign countries. Look at each competitor's U.S. market share as well as its share in the targeted market.
Step 3. Assessing targeted markets. Analyze factors affecting the marketing and use of your product in each market, such as end-user sectors, channels of distribution, cultural idiosyncrasies. For example, when translated into the local language, does your product's name mean something inappropriate? And business practices. Again, the market research reports and customized market research offered by the U.S. Commercial Service are useful. Step 4. Examine any barriers. Foreign barriers to imports can be tariff or non-tariff. U.S. barriers could include export controls. If you make a product that may have both civilian and military uses, you may need an export license. The U.S. Commercial Service can help you determine whether a license is necessary. Most applications are approved. Step 5. Identify any incentives. The U.S. or foreign government may offer incentives that promote exporting of your particular product or service.
After analyzing the data, you may conclude that your marketing resources will be applied more effectively to a few select countries. In general, if your company is new to exporting, then efforts should be directed to fewer than 10 markets. Exporting to a manageable number of countries allows you to focus your resources without jeopardizing your domestic sales efforts. Your company's internal resources should determine what choices you make. The U.S. government, though, has programs that can assist you with exporting to multiple markets within the same region. The U.S. Commercial Service, for example, has regional export promotion programs in Asia, Europe, the Middle East, and the Americas, in addition to country and industry-specific resources. Because of the expense of primary market research, most companies rely on secondary data sources. These recommendations will help you obtain useful secondary information. 1. Keep abreast of world events that influence the international marketplace. Watch for announcements of specific projects, or simply visit likely markets. 2. Analyze trade and economic statistics. Trade statistics are generally compiled by product category and by country, and provide information concerning shipments of products over specified periods of time. Demographic and general economic statistics, such as population size and makeup, per capita income, and production levels by industry, can be important indicators of the market potential for your company's products.
Step 3. Obtain advice from experts. There are several ways to obtain this advice. You could contact experts at the U.S. Department of Commerce and other government agencies, attend seminars, workshops, and international trade shows in your industry, hire an international trade and marketing consultant, talk with successful exporters of similar products, including members of district export councils in your local area, and contact trade and industry associations.
You may research a market by using either primary or secondary data resources. When conducting primary market research, you collect data directly from the foreign marketplace through interviews, surveys, and other direct contact with representatives and potential buyers. Primary market research has the advantage of being tailored to your company's needs and provides answers to specific questions. But the collection of such data on your own is time-consuming and expensive and may not be comprehensive. Primary market research has the advantage of being tailored to your company's needs and provides answers to specific questions. However, the collection of such data on your own is time-consuming and expensive, and it may not be comprehensive. The U.S. Commercial Service can collect primary data for you and help you analyze it. This service costs, on average, several hundred dollars for each market analyzed and does not require you to travel there. The U.S. Commercial Service can also help you find intermediaries with specific market expertise. When conducting secondary market research, your company collects data from various sources, such as trade statistics for a country or a product. Working with secondary sources is less expensive and helps your company focus its marketing efforts. Although secondary data sources are critical to market research, they do have limitations. The most recent statistics for some countries may be more than a few years old, or the data may be too broad to be of much value to your company. Section 2. Sources of Market Research. The worldwide network of the U.S. Commercial Service helps U.S. exporters evaluate their sales potential in a market, choose the best new markets for their products and services, establish effective marketing and distribution strategies in their target markets, identify the competition, determine which factors are most important to overseas buyers, pinpoint impediments to exporting, and understand many other pieces of critical market intelligence. Multilateral development banks are institutions that provide financial support and professional advice for economic and social development activities in developing countries. The term multilateral development bank typically refers to the World Bank Group or to four regional development banks: the African Development Bank, the Asian Development Bank, the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development, and the Inter-American Development Bank. Development projects funded by these banks often offer export opportunities. The U.S. Department of Commerce maintains liaison offices with each of the multilateral development banks in an effort to provide information to U.S. companies on procurements for these projects. To learn more about a particular multilateral development bank, please contact the U.S. Commercial Service Advocacy Center or visit the website below. Industry-specific information is important in any exporting venture. There are many sources for up-to-date information, including the Foreign Agricultural Service, or FAS for short, which serves as the first point of contact for those needing information on foreign markets for agricultural products. The Office of Outreach and Exporter Assistance of the FAS can provide basic export counseling and direct you to the appropriate Department of Agriculture office to answer specific questions on exporting. The staff can provide country and commodity-specific foreign market information reports, which focus on the best market prospects and contain contact information on distributors and importers. The Textile and Apparel Database is another source of industry-specific information prepared by the U.S. Department of Commerce, Office of Textiles and Apparel. This database provides information on overseas markets and the rules and regulations affecting U.S. exports. The database provides specific country profiles, which include information on marketing and distribution, market entry requirements, shipment and entry procedures, and trade policy. More general information, such as export procedures, potential buyers and suppliers, current trade issues, and background on textile and apparel trade policy agreements, is also available. Private sectors in the U.S. and in foreign countries publish numerous guides and directories that provide valuable information for your company. For specific references, consult your local U.S. Commercial Service office. Information on individual countries and regions is widely available. Here are some places where you can explore individual markets. U.S. Commercial Service China is a comprehensive source of information on China, gathered by federal and state government agencies, associations, and private sector entities. Through U.S. Commercial Service China, companies that are new to the market or are current market participants can identify sources of U.S. and state government assistance, learn how to protect their intellectual property rights, monitor China's compliance with its World Trade Organization obligations, obtain industry-specific market research to evaluate export prospects, search for trade leads and tender offers, participate in trade events in the United States and China, identify sources of trade finance, monitor changes in Chinese import regulations, identify relevant U.S. export regulations, quickly find tips on doing business in China, and learn about economic and political conditions in China. The chartered mission of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD for short, is to promote its member countries' policies. These policies have been designed to support economic growth, employment, and a high standard of living, and to contribute to sound economic expansion in development and trade. OECD publications focus on a broad range of social and economic issues, concerns, and developments. Country-by-country reports on international market information can import data useful in assessing import competition. The OECD also publishes economic development surveys that cover each of the 34 member countries of the OECD, plus some additional countries. Each survey presents a detailed analysis of recent developments in market demand, production, employment, prices, wages, and more. Short-term forecasts and analyses of medium-term problems relevant to economic policies are also provided. The U.S. Commercial Services Market Research Library contains more than 100,000 industry and country-specific market reports, websites, events, and trade directory listings, and it covers more than 120 countries and 110 industry sectors. Reports include country commercial guides, industry sector analyses, marketing insights, multilateral development bank reports, best markets, and other industry or regional reports. Many domestic and international sources of information concerning international markets are available. Because so many research sources exist, your company may wish to seek advice from your local U.S. Commercial Service office to find the best and most current information. Research sources range from simple trade statistics, to in-depth market surveys, to first-hand interviews with public and private sector experts. Trade statistics indicate total exports or imports by country and by product. They allow you to compare the size of the market for a product in various countries. Some statistics also reflect the U.S. share of the total market in a country in order to gauge the overall competitiveness of U.S. producers. By looking at statistics over several years, you can determine which markets are growing and which are shrinking for your product. Market surveys provide a narrative description and assessment of particular markets, along with relevant statistics. The reports are often based on original research conducted in the country studied, and may include specific information on both buyers and competitors. One of the best sources of information is personal interviews with private and government officials and experts. A surprisingly large number of people in both the public and private sectors are available to assist you in any aspect of international market research. Either in face-to-face interviews or by telephone, these individuals can provide a wealth of market research information. Other sources of market research expertise include local chambers of commerce, world trade centers, or clubs and trade associations. Many state governments maintain active export promotion offices. In the federal government, industry and commodity experts are available through the U.S. Departments of Commerce, State, and Agriculture, and through the U.S. Small Business Administration. Case study, Ziegler Brothers. Ziegler Brothers began in 1935 by selling livestock feed to farmers near Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Brothers Ty and Leroy ran the business until Leroy's son, Tom, took over and changed direction to focus on research and development of specialty animal foods and aquatic diets. Today, the company has 2 manufacturing facilities in Pennsylvania and 2 in Mexico, supplies 300 different products, and sells to 50 countries. Ziegler Brothers is a 2013 recipient of the President's E Award for Exports. Chris Stock is the International Sales Manager. Most of the challenges faced by the company are in the form of helping customers deal with localized issues, such as diseases that affect the fish species being farmed. Other concerns include how to find and perform due diligence of prospective customers and to ensure understanding of the environmental regulations in the countries in which it does business. Ziegler had a fire about 6 years ago that devastated one of its production facilities. According to Stock, the fire actually helped us to become more efficient, to make the most of what we have, and to modernize some things as well. We made the most out of what was a terrible situation and really didn't skip a beat. Our customers are very loyal, and they helped see us through. And it's amazing how far the company has come since that fire not so long ago. Ziegler needed to grow, and to do that, it opted to expand its exports, which grew rapidly during the past 5 years and now represent a bit more than 50% of total sales. Ziegler now exports to 40 to 50 different countries every year. Ziegler focuses on markets that could be classified as having more risks than others, such as Nigeria and Ghana in West Africa, Vietnam, the Philippines, Thailand, and Indonesia and Southeast Asia. India and China are also included. Stock said, "Africa is on the cusp, I think. A lot of people see the opportunity, so it's a great time to get in early because it's a huge emerging middle class that's developing there with spending power. They need things more than any other part of the world. They have a lack of access to some of the higher tech products and things that the United States can offer." Another solution for Ziegler is the U.S. Commercial Service, which Stock calls a reliable go-to kind of hub. Stock said, "In general, we come to them when we have export regulatory issues and we need somebody inside the government to guide us. A big thing about exporting is knowing that you don't know it all and you're always going to need support. The government has helped bring us into new markets. We went on a trade mission to Ghana when we were getting our Africa business warmed up and met people there that are clients now and important partners." Stock believes the company is better as a result of its exporting efforts. "It challenges us," Stock said. "We are able to take opportunities and things we learn in one country and apply them elsewhere. So we're always learning, and one of the great parts about our job is that we're connecting people throughout the world and bringing ideas from one place to the other, whether or not they directly impact our product. We're a facilitator, and our customers see that. And I think it's a very strong point when they get to know us and see that we're connected throughout the world and bringing solutions from one corner to the next." One concrete example is making the products easier to use. Stock said, "In Southeast Asia, we were struggling with language barriers. We've been ingrained in Latin America and comfortable working with bilingual Spanish products and clients. But as we enter the Southeast Asian market, we encounter the diversity of languages. Because we're in agriculture, one of the end users of our products may have limited education or ability to read, and our products can be technical in nature. How do we overcome these hurdles? We've become developing and incorporating visual aids, videos, icons, logos, and other things that will help them understand how to use the product and what it's designated for, we're able to take that and apply it elsewhere because it is a universal need, but it's being driven by a specific market area for us at the moment. Perhaps the biggest lesson is that exporting is a no-brainer. Stock said, you should be exporting. If you're not, start learning about it, talk to other exporters, and just go for it. I think the key things to exporting are persistence and patience. You have to realize that when you get in this, it may not be immediate sales, and it may take years, but you have to have the long-term vision. If you're willing to go through a couple ups and downs, it can pay off in dividends. If you don't enter the export market, you're limiting your sales in a big way, no doubt about it. A special thanks to the U.S. Commercial Service for the content of this module.
This slide will take you to current news headlines on this topic. The links will open in a new browser window. You may have to enable pop-ups. You can advance through the remainder of the slides by clicking the play button. Global Edge offers a number of resources on this topic. The links will open in a new browser window. You may have to enable pop-ups. This slide concludes this learning module.